Welcome in here to another week of Trojan Preview on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic Head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, last week, tough game there on the road against a top-ranked team in the state there in Harlan, and, of course, they showed why they're number one. They've got a lot of playmakers out there. You had some tough breaks, too, obviously. Your quarterback goes down there in the first series of the game. That changes the plan a little bit and it puts you in a tough spot. But, you know, I thought the guys still were, you know, giving effort there the whole game, and, you know, it's a tough thing and a tough spot to do.
Yeah, Caden went down early, as you mentioned. You know, our heads kind of hung a little bit lower after that too. Caden's a leader for us. He's a great kid, so that was kind of a momentum shift and not in the right way for us. That Tristan Hayes did a really good job of stepping up for us. Tristan's going to be ready this week. You know, I thought he did a good job of knowing the game plan, running the right plays, making sure everybody's in the right spot. He understands everything he needs to do. You know, he's just still a sophomore, a little young, but we're going to get there, and I think really good things are coming ahead for Tristan Hayes, and, you know, we're hoping to keep that momentum going into next week here with Knoxville and build upon what we know.
And, you know, of course, they did some things that you thought they would probably do, try to get their playmakers the ball out in space, and they're great players. Aiden Hall, you know, showed off that very first play, what he's all about and what he can do out there. And it's just tough when you're matching up against those kind of guys, and they got those kind of weapons, and it kind of felt like they were clicking, too. You know, Casper Barrow was on the money with most of his passes throughout the night, and that makes it shows why they're a tough team.
Yeah, you know, we were yelling from the sideline like a couple plays that were going to come in that they were running, and then they just outflanked us or outspeeded us to the edge, that they were just in the right place at the right time, and they were all, like you said, kind of clicking, and that's kind of the night that we had.
Well, you turn your attention here to another district opponent here in Knoxville, a team that we're not all super familiar with, just jumping in here and playing them for the first time last year. But it sounds like a team that certainly has improved. They've struggled with having enough kind of numbers and depth over the years, but it sounds like that's gotten a little bit better for them here this year. And a team that's been able to throw the ball around a little bit more here this year for them. It sounds like that's what they want to kind of lean on.
Yeah, you know, I think they've ran the ball twice as much if they passed it, like numbers-wise, but they have twice as many passing yards as they do rushing. So, you know, it's that, I think it's that setting up that deep ball, setting up that play-action pass, trying to lull you to sleep, you know, with high school kids trying to get their eyes wrong, trying to think that they know what they're doing, and then the next thing you know, it's a play-action pass over the top. So it's one of those things where we got to be disciplined, we got to keep our eyes right, and, you know, we got to make sure that we key in on, you know, obvious passing downs or when the guards pull, or doing our job overall on the offensive side and defensive side for us.
Well, and it sounds like it does kind of run through their junior quarterback there, Noah Kiefer. He's going to be the guy that makes most of the decision type stuff out there on the field. And sounds like he's improved doing that. And they got a number of guys that they like to get involved in the pass game. They looks like they've got, I think, seven different receivers that have multiple catches on the year. So I guess, you know, not dissimilar from last week, where it's a team that wants to get the ball to a lot of different players.
Yeah, you know, you're just trying to put your athletes into space and get them the ball as much as you can. And that's kind of the game plan there for Knoxville. It's the game plan for most teams. Try to get your best kids the ball as many times as you can. Like you said, Noah's done a great job there for them, spreading the ball around, managing the game, making sure they're in the right play, doing the right thing. They run some triple option stuff. That's tough for a high school kid, that he does a really good job of showing that he understands what's going on. And, you know, hitting the bubble when he needs to, knowing where the defense is lining up, and trying to make the most of their opportunities there based on what the defense has given them. So they're doing a really good job. You can tell that they've come a really long ways in a short amount of time, and they're playing good football.
Well, and, you know, on your side of things, you've had a week now here to start to work with Tristan and make him feel more comfortable back there. That's, you know, not the ideal situation to get your first test, just get thrown in there right away in a tough game like that. But, you know, ultimately, it's one player. It's an important player, but it's one player. The rest of the guys have to come out there and realize that now it's their time to step up and help make things happen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, these seniors are still going to be, you know, leaders out there. We still have 21 of them now that can do their own thing. You know, it's just it's an unfortunate circumstance there, but it's nothing that we can't overcome as a team. You know, we wish the best for Caden, that he comes back healthy. If he can come back this year or next year, we don't know, but you know, at some point there, we hope that we can get him back, that he's ready to go. But no, it's Tristan's team for at least this week, possibly the rest of the season, that he needs to go out there as well and step up and lead. And, you know, he's got a good supporting cast of seniors that can help him out with that. veteran offensive line, veteran wide receivers, and, you know, we're week seven into the year that, you know, everybody should be experienced. Everybody should know what they're doing if they've gotten that many reps.
Well, and from what I could gather, too, the other guys that were out there last week were doing a pretty good job of trying to, you know, keep Tristan's mind in the game, too, you know, building him up and saying, hey, you know, this is what we need to do. This is what you need to focus on. And you've got some other leaders out there that can bring him along.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he had a couple interceptions there, but a couple of them, you know, really weren't his fault. You know, we tried to press some plays. You're down 40-some points. That he kind of threw it in some tight windows, which is fine. He was trying to do what he thought was best in bringing the team back, which you like the competitiveness. You like the spirit in him. On one of them, he had a couple fumbles that he threw a great ball. We got the pass, and we just fumbled it. But he was one of the kids that's running in there to try to make the tackle, trying to make sure that, you know, Harlan didn't score. The team didn't get those points, and we can't really teach that into a kid with that competitiveness. So you like to see the competitiveness. You like to see the fight, and hopefully we see more of that on Friday with, you know, some more positive results on the end of the plays.
I guess what do you want to see and focus on here this week in order to try to have some success there on that side of the ball? Is it just can kind of continue to be as balanced as you can?
Yeah, we're just going to still try to run what the defense will give us type of plays. You know, if they're going to be 15, 20 yards off, we need to be able to hit a curl. We need to be able to hit an out. You know, if there are eight guys in the box in the middle, we should probably run the ball to the outside type of thing that, you know, do what the defense gives us. You know, don't rush on anything and make sure we're still relaxed. Moving the pocket a little bit more is something we'll have to do just because Tristan's a little bit shorter than Caden. But, you know, Caden walks in like 6'2". So, I mean, it's not like he was that short to begin with anyway. But, you know, we just got to make sure we're doing what the game plan says. We don't panic in there. And we might have to rely on our defense just a little bit more this week.
Well, and something that we talked about at the beginning of the season that you, I know, were excited about was the fact that you had some, you know, more depth. You had some more guys out there that you can rotate, and this would appear to be one of those types of games where hopefully you have that ability to kind of wear on a team throughout the night and be able to win it in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, we only have two guys that really play truly both ways for us with Brendan Casey and Jackson McLaren. Easton O'Brien rotates a little bit on the offense side. Tanner O'Brien will play more offense this week, just being our fullback there that we'll use our fullback set. So mainly three guys that we're going to play a lot of both ways, and the rest should be fresh. The rest should be out there flying around because we're playing half the time. So we need all effort there when you're in, and then we have some depth there that we've built up throughout the year with some younger sophomores starting to step up later in the year, and, you know, we're going to use that to our advantage and, like you said, kind of wear on them and try to, you know, make it a four-quarter game rather than just a half.
Well, and obviously this is a little bit unique compared to most weeks just because it is a long road trip. This is, you know, the longest you're going to go in quite a long time. What do you do as a coaching staff to kind of get those guys to handle that?
Yeah, we've stressed, you know, taking care of themselves this week. Really push the water even though it's not hot. Make sure we're eating properly. If they need to be responsible and pack some food, bring some drinks. We have some extra things there that, you know, we're not getting dehydrated. We're not getting, you know, hungry on the bus ride, that we're maintaining and being smart about taking care of ourselves, taking care of our bodies. So, you know, physically we're ready to go because the mental stuff should be already taken care of.
Well, and for folks that are interested that maybe even making the trek, or if they're just interested in following along with the game, it will be a little bit later, a timeline here this week, too.
We have our freshman game beforehand. It starts at 4:45 just because they're having some trouble with getting officials, which is a common problem, unfortunately, across the state. We're very fortunate that we have a crew here in Atlantic that does a great job. But, you know, some places aren't as fortunate, and you had to start a little bit later because they're driving in from a long ways away. So that's why we're starting at 7:30 for the varsity game, a little extra time for the freshmen, then pushes us back a little bit there. But, you know, overall, it's just another thing that we got to adjust for. The kids are aware of it. We've planned it. We're going to adjust to bus times and make sure that we're all on the same page going forward.
And certainly this is the kind of that stretch run opportunity to finish the season strong and then try to feel good about yourself heading into next year.
You know, outside chance there with the kids. You know, we're lucky enough to have Matt Molinex on our staff there that does an amazing job with numbers. with the statistics and the math that, you know, if we went out, we firmly believe that we're going to be a playoff team. You know, if we win against Saydell, against Knoxville, and against Creston, that we have a chance. If we lose any of those games, you know, the chance just gets that much smaller. But with how tough our district is, with how tough our schedule was, with Glenwood is going to be a playoff team, Kemper's rated first in 1A. Shenandoah, unfortunately, had to cancel their season. Ballard's in a really tough district that they can play spoiler with. Their district might qualify four teams in the playoff as well. That, you know, with Harlan, ADM, and Creston all in the top 10, that we believe we went out, that we're still a playoff team that we can build for the future now, hopefully. But, you know, like you said, we're trying to build momentum, build positivity, and if we don't win, we can't give ourselves that chance at the end.
All right, Coach. Well, we look forward to seeing the team get out there here again this week. We'll be there to provide some coverage for folks if they can't make it over, and we appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. That'll do it for another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.